a more capable world. We have a tendency to take things for granted, and we hold many cognitive biases that can harm us. It is really important to question everything. All the sciences were born this way. The sciences are a product of the scientific principle, a product of the search for truth by means of real evidence, clear thinking, and healthy skepticism. Our world is changing very quickly, but almost all the major mistakes humanity has made thus far are currently being repeated. The world has also become more interconnected. Those born to one system of belief are now able to inspect other systems onward to setting themselves free. Beyond cults, many countries are attempting to warp reality, but that is also not possible anymore. All the fantasies that have been hammered into people are now becoming cracks in the walls. There cannot be an army large enough to fight or even withstand reality. The harsh truth is that bringing fantasy into the real world is an act of self-destruction. All the fantasies and walls will fade. Today's problem with borders and cults is that they are a nuisance on our way to knowledge, wisdom, and greatness. They delay our progress forward, taking up precious decades. The delay, the repairs our world needs can only translate to contributing to all the suffering. We are infinite in our minds. Just as soon as we notice and identify a problem, we instantly know how to outthink it. Cults and borders are just one part of the problem. Something has happened to schools and universities. They are not helping the world grow the way they should be. It may just be that lectures need to be personalized instead of standardized, and their reward should not be seen as a nice job, but a company that the student can build with the knowledge they gain. This way, the student will be likely to pick what is not only relevant, but also meaningful and real for their business success. This will push back on semesters of lectures that have no real impact on their existence. And it is foolish to think that their quest for a stable business will not take them across all the sciences. The sciences call to everyone. Personalized education does not really translate to never becoming aware of some subject, as this kind of education relies on world's most beloved books. Books as a whole provide a greater spectrum of subjects than that of the lowest common denominator standardized education. And here, while being exposed to new subjects, students learn the lessons they are ready to learn, and at a pace that is best for them, rather than being forced into useless memorization. We don't really learn the way schools teach. We learn when we move from one curiosity to another. That motion is affected by what we already know, where we are, and what we are doing in our life. By making education work for real, we lessen the complexity of the solutions to problems ahead. Problems like money and politics, and mass incarceration, and poverty. A more knowledgeable world is a more capable world.